Open up the sky. beloved Jesus, we just want to see you in the glory of your life. Earthly things don't matter, they just fade and shadow when we're touched by love divine. We won't be satisfied with anything ordinary. We won't be satisfied at all. Open up the sky, fall down like rain. We don't want just blessing, we want you. Open up the sky, fall down like fire. Fall down like rain. We don't want just blessing, we want you. Open up the sky, fall down like fire. We don't want anything but you. Go to the throne, place where we belong, right into your arms.
Here we go. Here we go, let's go to the throne, the place where we belong, right into your arms.
Here we go,
yeah. Here we go, let's go to the throne, the place where we belong, yeah. Right into your arms.
Sing that again. Earthly things don't matter, they just fade and shadow when we're touched by love divine. Sing it with me. Come on, earthly things.
Earthly things don't matter, they just fade and shadow.
gonna sing it again, yeah, one more time. The things don't matter, they just fade and shatter. When we're touched by love, then we won't be satisfied. Soak us today, God. We just stand here waiting for you to rain on us. Your love is higher than any mountain, deeper than any ocean.
Depth of your love. the depth of your love, the depth of your love.
Storm clouds roll, when storm clouds roll, you anchor my soul in your love, oh, your love.
I'm caught in the depth of your love, the depth of your love. Jesus,
As I was worshiping, you know, I sensed the Lord just tapping me on the shoulder. And he said, can I have this dance? Can I cut in? You've been dancing with fear, dancing with doubt. You've been dancing with unbelief and even dancing with death, thoughts of death. And Jesus says, can I cut in? I want to be your partner.
Yes, Lord.
I want to be your partner through this divine dance of life. You know, as we move into one of my favorite song. I just want you to just close your eyes and just see yourself dancing with the Father. Dancing with Jesus. Dancing with the Holy Spirit, the one that's called alongside to help you. Ditch those old partners, folks, I'm telling you. Ditch those old partners.
Amen.
They're only dragging you down.
That's right.
Connect with God. That's why we do this music and this worship, so that you can connect with God in loving embrace, to quench all your fear and all your worry and all your doubt. Hold on. Hold on to the Lord this morning. You'll love it. You're going to love it. Just look up to heaven and sense God smiling down upon you as you dance together.
Falling into you, and Jesus,
That it's so perfectly beautiful red means that love isn't dead. And I see the cracks just disappearing. And it's being made whole. So this morning, if you have a broken heart, feel the warmth of his love. It may be cracked, but it's still perfectly beautiful red, which means love isn't dead. No, 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 no. Love isn't dead, no. Your heart is on the mend, oh. Feel the warmth of his love right now. Oh, 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 feel the warmth of his love right now. Oh, 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 oh. 'Cause all his words are true. All those words he's spoken to you, oh, they'll never die. No, no, no.
Darkness.
yes, you have filled me with peace. Giver of mercy, you're my help in time of need. Lord, I can't help but sing faithful. Faithful you are. Faithful forever you will be. Faithful you are. All your promises are yes and amen. All your promises are yes.
Here we go.
And
amen. Yeah. Beautiful Savior.
Beautiful Savior, you have brought me here. You pulled me from the ashes. You have broken every curse. Blessed Redeemer, you have set this captive free. Lord, I can't help but sing. Faithful you are. Faithful forever you will be. Faithful you are. All your promises are yes and amen.
Sing it out, yeah.
All your promises are yes and amen. And faithful you are.
To our tithe, I don't know what is, so we're gonna do our tithe and our offering part of the worship this morning, and I've been away for a few weeks, I've been a little sick, so I'm literally gonna plagiarize something from Richard Exley, but Richard Exley was here a few weeks ago, and I was blessed with this book. And it says here, right in the introduction, it says, the spiritual life is lived in tension between the intellectual and the practical. The intellectual dimension of the spiritual life focuses on understanding the core tenets of the Christian faith, especially important in our postmodern culture with its freewheeling spirituality. The practical dimension of the spiritual life focuses on living out those core beliefs in our daily life. Now, a few weeks ago, I was doing this part of the service, and the word intentional kept coming to me. And I feel like that's the word the Lord's given me for my life for, I don't know if the next foreseeable future, but everything we do should be intentional. So that's, you know, when you get up in the morning, you're getting ready for work, you're getting ready for your day, it's intentional. So our giving and our tithe is intentional. So as we get ready to take the tithe in, I'd just like to pray this now. And God seldom intervenes on our behalf until we step out in obedient faith. The servants at the wedding in Cana of Galilee had to put plain water into empty barrels before Jesus turned it into wine. The boy had to give Jesus his lunch before the Lord blessed it and multiplied it to feed 5,000 people. The disciples had to cast their net on the other side of the boat before they caught a boatload of fish. The man who was born blind had to wash before he received his sight. We have to be willing to risk failure by stepping out in faith before we receive our miracles. So Lord Jesus, I think that I would be willing to take a step of faith if I could be sure that the voice I was hearing was truly your voice. But that's not the way it works. Teach me to trust and obey even when I'm not sure. In your holy name I pray. Amen.
For the promises you give to us, Lord, give us the courage to hold on to just one of them this week. Give us the courage and the faith to know that your promises are always yes and amen, even if they're not in our timing. Amen. Give somebody a high five. Say, God is good.